Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
So let me hear from you, residents of Tshwane. It's been now a full year with your new mayor. I'm curious to hear what your take is. We've heard her a couple of times on the show. We spoke to her when it was her 100 days in office. We've spoken to her a few times about various things. So let me know what you make of this coalition arrangement that's in the city of Tshwane. And yeah, your relationship with your mayor, Mayor Nasipi Moya. How are you feeling about her tenure in the year that we've seen her at the helm? So on the line with us is DA Tshwane mayoral candidate Celius Brink. Celius, a very good evening to you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hello, good to talk to you.
You've been in the hot seat before. How are you now, when you look out from the outside in, so to speak, what's your take on what's been happening in the past year?
Yes, I've got five very specific concerns, which I will discuss in a moment. But let me just say that it is very difficult to hold down and to carry through an effective program of action in this very unstable coalition environment. I think you and I have spoken about it before.
Absolutely.
So, you know, any criticism and reflection is not to say, you know, we've got it all figured out and all of the decisions are obvious. It is a very difficult environment.
Yeah.
But I am concerned about five things in particular.
Can I just ask you before you go, Mr. Brink, just on that point of just the difficulties around coalitions, and I just want to explore that a little bit in the sense that we are obviously seeing that trend across many metros, and it is the kind of dynamic that we have to either grapple with, or citizens will have to make decisions about who they want to run their cities. How difficult is it? I mean, you know the difficulties. How hard is it to get everybody on the same page, and while they are betting for their organizations and the political parties, to actually focus on the work at hand, getting a city running?
Here's the big challenge. If you want to have an effective government, you have to change what is currently happening. Unless you are in a place that is objectively well governed, that has got excellent audit outcomes, is delivering excellent free basic services to the poor, drawing investment and jobs, you have to change what is happening. And the biggest change and the most difficult change is the change of behavior of the people who work for the municipality, because those are the folks that make the decisions, that take the actions, how they treat residents, whether it be in the customer care center, how they approach their jobs. And that is determined, obviously, by more complicated things. Do they have the tools of trade? Is there a clear line of decision-making? Is management competent? Do they set a good example? But the big problem with these coalitions, where there's a constant revolving door of mayors, is that after a while, your authority as political leader starts to erode. Because officials say to each other, and especially those who are entrenched in the system, in wrongdoing, self-enrichment, they say, ah, listen to this mayor. You know, she's got a good story. She's got this program of action, or he's got this program, criticizing the predecessor and so forth. But we know soon she will be gone. And so I am just going to to carry on as I did before. And that is what erodes the democratic authority of leadership. The people at the ballot box saying, we want to change. We want this project to be delivered. But then there is this officialdom, and I'm not saying all officials, I'm saying especially the ones that have no interest in changing.
So
see the politicians come and go.
And for me, actually, essentially, I think that's the biggest problem with municipalities. Those bureaucrats, people who actually are running the city inside. How do you root out some, as you said, are good citizens, and others are entrenched and possibly also doing, you know, things that they shouldn't be doing, that are, you know, corruption kind of behaviors and all of that. How do you root those people out? And I'll give you an example. It was, I think, in your tenure, where you had a couple of people who were found to be on the wrong But the unions were fighting for them. There was a bargaining council process. It was hard to eventually get them out. And I don't even know where that process is. And I think it has something to do with Edwin Sodi's tender process. And that was the city couldn't root out the people inside who were part of the syndicate.
Yeah, I'll refer to that example in a moment, but let me start by answering your question. The first important thing is to make sure that as political leadership, the appointments that you have control over get the best possible professionals in that job.
Mm.
If you're really serious about governing, you are not going to appoint a fellow party member because they are going to use their political connections to undermine your authority. You want somebody who doesn't talk about grand visions and ideology. You want a technocrat who is honest, who is, if they're an engineer, they're an engineer, not a politician. If they're an accountant, they're an accountant, not a politician. And I think the city of Tshwane is fortunate in having Johan Mettler as somebody with a good track record of professional conduct, of being clean, of standing up to corruption, and so are most of his team. That is the first important principle. The second thing is that if there are instances of wrongdoing, you can't turn a blind eye. You have to act decisively, even if labor law is difficult. And here I want to use the example that you've mentioned.
Mm.
Five officials of the city of Tshwane implicated in awarding an irregular tender to Blackhead Consulting, which belongs to Edwin Sodi, the ANC benefactor. And the forensic investigation of the city found that Blackhead Consulting did not have the construction industry grading to do that project. It was the first phase of the upgrade of Rooiwal. The five people who gave this tender were found in the wrong. They went through a disciplinary process, and believe me or not, the disciplinary outcome, the sanction was a guilty finding, the verdict was a guilty finding, but the sanction was they wanted to dock their pay for a month.
Yeah, I remember.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And to his great credit, Johan Mettler, as the city manager, said, absolutely not. The verdict does not match the sanction.
Mm-hmm.
And now that matter is in the labor court for those officials to be dismissed. But because our labor law protects even senior managers who get millions and millions of rands in salaries, far more than the mayor, our labor law protects those folks. You've got to follow due process.
Mm.
But I'm very glad, and we as the DA have put pressure for this to follow through, that those officials aren't back at work. We will have to see what's happening to them. But of course, the one outstanding matter there is the blacklisting of Edward Sodi.
That's it.
And his company. And I'm very worried because the last indications were that that application hasn't even been submitted to Treasury.
Yeah.
After the city had to redo the process.
Mm.
So that is a concern. I would love to give my assessment of where I think that the city is not heading in the right direction.
Let's hear it.
So the first thing is, and this is very concerning to me because it was something that we were involved in intimately, the stalling of the Hammanskraal Clean Water Project. Magalies Water has built that package plant on the Pinos River, and the project was meant to be done by June this year to deliver clean water into the taps of people of Hammanskraal and to eliminate dependence on water tankers.
Mm.
Now, I am absolutely convinced that that project can be completed.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, if you go to Hammanskraal, you speak to people, they tell you that not only is the service from the municipality, the areas that have been launched already, the intermittent supply of water is intermittent.
Mm-hmm.
Many of these water tankers charge people money for the water, plus being paid by the municipality. My second concern is, in fact, the massive increase in water tanker expenditure that we've seen in the last year.
Mm.
In my final financial year as mayor, we spent 170 million rand a year on water tankers to formalized areas. That's where people have taps, and we send water tankers when the taps run dry or there's a water crisis. That amount of money was meant to come down with the launch of the Hammanskraal Clean Water Project.
Mm.
But in 2025, the city spent 500 million rand on water tankering. it is an absolute loss of control of the situation. And I'm very concerned about who's benefiting from this situation. The third concern is that money was taken away from water and electricity teams in order to fund water tanker contractors and security companies. And as a result of that, Tshwane, since January this year, has had more power outages than when Eskom load shedding was in place. And that is a direct effect of taking money away from infrastructure, repairs and maintenance, and putting it into consumption spending. The fourth concern is the budget situation. The mayor says that the budget is fully funded, but that was only achieved by introducing a new city cleaning tax, which unfortunately nobody really understands who must pay the tax. There's been a lot of confusion in the billing system. And when we ask the question, where is this new money that you are raising going? The answer from the mayor and the administration was, we don't really have any dedicated expenditure linked to this new money. In other words, they're raising a tax to plug the budget deficit. My last concern is about leadership and the example that's being set. We have a Tshwane, a deputy mayor, who's also the MMC for finance, who is implicated in a report as benefiting from a contract with the municipality. He did not declare his interests in a company called Triotic Protection Services. He did not divest those interests. The mayor has had access to this report for the past 2 weeks. She has not acted on the information in the report, and I can tell you what the information is because it's been covered in the media already, and I've had sight of it. And it confirms that there's wrongdoing on the part of Eugene Modise. And the fact that, action has not yet been taken despite information being available to the mayor unfortunately undermines the integrity of her administration. But we're also worried that this person is in a critical position, finance, oversight over the tender system, of revenue, etc. And if he is allowed to get away with this kind of conduct, it sends a very, very bad message to folks lower down in the hierarchy of the municipality.
Now, I must say, I think when you we've spoken to residents in that Hammanskraal area, this water tank problem, and what seems to me like a corrupt kind of provision of water, it is a big problem, and I think a lot of people will concur with you with some of the issues that you've raised. How would you score them out of 10, the city?
It's a very difficult question, but I would not give them more than 4 out of 10. Unfortunately, there's a lot of self-congratulations going on. And, you know, having been there, I know it's difficult. I know it's hard holding a coalition together. But I would like to see more honesty about the things going wrong. You talk about Hammanskraal water situation. As I said, I am very, very optimistic that that project can be completed. We must never get into this thing of everything is bad and there's no way out. I've seen the technology being deployed there. That package plant is one of the biggest on the African continent. I've spoken to the people who did the engineering services there. Those are qualified South Africans who know what they are talking about. The important thing is just for the city to finish its side of the deal. And what does worry me is that there's a vested interest not to get that project going. Because the moment you do...
The water tanker situation
the
changes.
The moment you do, you're taking money away from the water tankering business. And my discussions with the then Minister of Water when we devised the project was we have to put security in place because we cannot expect to give people water and then take away money from these tankers and then expect nothing to happen. They are going to fight back. We have to be ready for that. And this is why I am so very, very concerned about what I'm seeing in Hammanskraal and the ballooning expenditure of the city of Tshwane in the past year on water tankering. Because if that project, you know, if you've got faith in that project, if you know it's going to work, if you believe in it, you should be cutting back and you should be putting checks on the water tanker expenditure. But I'm worried that money is going to... So I don't have evidence that politicians are connected to it. But we are going to ask for an investigation to be done so that we can see the faces behind these nameless companies.
Gosh, I appreciate you giving us the time and maybe just unpacking your thoughts on how the year has gone. Thank you very much. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
The DA Tshwane mayoral candidate, Salias Brink. I think it's fair. I don't know. I think it's a fair assessment of the issues. We've spoken a few times with the residents of Hammanskraal who are so happy with how things have been going, but do highlight the issue of the water tankers, the people that are providing water. There is something, and we've spoken to the mayor as well, by the way, and she also agrees that it is a problem. So sometimes, you know, in this country, I think we take 10 steps forward and then a couple of steps back. You know, we almost self-sabotage. And I really hope, I really, really hope that this analysis of it being delayed, the project being delayed, I don't know if it's for sure because of the water tankering business, but I just hope it's not. But by all accounts, clearly there probably is a relationship there. So I do want to hear from you, 086-00-00959. And you can also send those voice notes, by the way, on 063-680-959. You're a resident in Tshwane, let me know. It's been a year. How are you feeling about this coalition?
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.